This is In the News in VOA Special English. This year's winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, Liu Xiaobo, is a 54-year-old dissident and writer, jailed in China. He was detained at the end of 2008 before the release of a political reform document he helped organize. Charter 08 calls for greater freedom of assembly, expression, and religion. Last December, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison for inciting subversion. China says Liu Xiaobo is a criminal and that what he has done goes against the purpose of the Nobel Peace Prize. It says the award could harm relations between China and Norway. But the Norwegian Nobel Committee said there is a close connection between human rights and peace. Torbjørn Jaglund is the committee chairman.
China has become a very big power in economic terms as well as in political terms. And it is normal that big powers should be under criticism.
Writer Mario Vargas Llosa from Peru won this year's prize in literature. He has written more than 30 novels, plays, and essays, including The Feast of the Goat and Aunt Julia and the Scriptwriter. He lives part-time in Spain, and he is politically active. He was a presidential candidate in Peru in 1990. Mario Vargas Llosa is the first Nobel winner in literature from Latin America since Mexican writer Octavio Paz in 1990. There are three chemistry prize winners this year. Two are Japanese. Eiichi Nagishi of Purdue University in the United States and Akira Suzuki of Hokkaido University. The third is American Richard Heck from the University of Delaware. They developed a process that simplified how carbon atoms are stuck together to produce new materials. Their methods are used to create everything from new drugs to electronics. The three winners chosen by the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences will share the award of $1.5 million in December. This year's prize in physics goes to Russian-born Andrei Gaim and Konstantin Novoselov, both from Manchester University in Britain. They won for their experiments with a form of carbon called graphene. It started with a simple experiment, using sticky tape to pick up pieces of graphite, the same material found in pencils. That was only 6 years ago. Graphene is just one atom thick, thin enough to see through, but extremely strong for its size. And electricity can pass through it quickly, without much loss of energy. There could be many uses, from electronics to aircraft. The prize in medicine goes to Britain's Robert Edwards for the development of in vitro fertilization. With IVF, eggs are removed from a woman, fertilized in a laboratory, and then placed into the womb. This process has led to the birth of 4 million people since the first test tube baby, Louise Brown, in 1978. The Catholic Church opposes IVF, in part because unused eggs are often destroyed. The 85-year-old scientist developed it with British surgeon Patrick Steptoe, who died in 1988. Nobel winners must be living. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter.